Hey guys, it's Lex
and Courtney,
and you are listening to another episode of The Pleasure's All Yours. We are here again encouraging sexual liberation in the Black and queer communities. This is a safe space where we want queer women, femmes, people that look like us to come and learn, talk, and really just discuss how the pleasure is.
It's all yours, baby.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Wow, what's today? It's Saturday.
It's Saturday. It's still early in the day. It's not even noon yet. It feels good.
It feels really nice. Outside, so yeah. A wee bit chilly.
It's a wee bit chilly, yeah.
But it does feel really nice. The sun is out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching us today, we are in the stew during the daytime for once. And it's just a gorgeous Texas day outside. Yeah, so
it feels good to be here in the morning. Yeah. I don't know, like, let's see how this goes.
We can just make it a...
Because I'm always here on Saturdays.
And nobody else is here.
Yeah. Nobody else is here.
Nobody
That's
else
so
had,
important.
Had it booked for the morning.
Yeah, like the seats don't feel hot.
Yeah. First asses in the chair. She actually was still setting up when we got here.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Wow. Well, welcome.
Hey.
We do like to start every episode off with a pleasure moment, which is essentially, you know, just something that brought us pleasure during this week. So, Court, what was your pleasure moment this week?
Oh, my God. I would say my pleasure moment this week.
She's stalling.
I am stalling, bitch, because like I had so many, but like what was the best? Okay. Last night I went to the movie theater and I got a large popcorn and I walked out and I went home.
Fuck yeah.
And I do that sometimes, from time to time, when I really am craving movie popcorn.
Hell yeah.
And I took it home and I watched Grey's Anatomy on my couch and I just ate the whole thing. I ate all of the large popcorn in almost one sitting.
This seems like the ideal afternoon for you, actually.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, especially because it's not just like microwave popcorn.
No.
It's that good shit.
With the good butter.
With the good butter and the good popcorn salt.
And the best part. It's like it hits you differently in the back of your tongue than like regular popcorn.
Exactly.
So that was my pleasure moment. I traveled a lot this week. So I was just really tired and I really enjoyed just sitting and like doing nothing and being a slob.
Yeah. That's always like feral eating on the couch is actually like one of my favorite activities.
100%.
Because like, why am I eating? Like I'm never going to eat again.
And I'll do it again tomorrow if I want to.
I think my pleasure moment was, I'm trying to remember my week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of high now.
Oh, see, bitch, what I say. Yeah. So I
Kendrick Lamar's voice. I'm high now.
Wow, that is what he says there.
Yeah.
I don't know what I thought he said, but Lex just took a toke of my Canadian pen.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
Oi.
Y'all got some good.
Oh, wait, no, that's Australia.
Fuck.
Sorry. Wait.
They say A?
Yeah, yeah. And how do they say sorry?
Sorry. There was this lady sitting next to me on the plane, and she kept, like, tapping my knee with her knee because she was, like, doing this. She was, like, shaking her knees. And she kept going, so sorry. Sorry. Girl, this is not Degrassi.
Well, I don't know. I think probably, okay, actually, my pleasure moment this week, you know, I hit my 2 weeks to 3 days ago of going to the gym consistently, so go me. And at I was promised a little treat on day 10.
Okay.
If I made it to 10 days consistently.
What did you get?
I got food from my favorite place.
Which was?
BBQ chicken.
Of course.
Korean fried chicken place.
Yeah.
With the bokki and a nice little soda to go with it.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
So we got that, and then we came back to the house, and it's, usually we sit on the couch and watch TV and we'll eat. But this time we laid in bed and watched a movie on the laptop and like sat crisscross applesauce in the bed and we were just like fucking devouring these wings.
Yes, that sounds amazing.
Delicious. That sounds amazing. And then the rest of my treat is today and we're going to go to a botanical garden where they have a butterfly house, which I am so excited for. I literally sent her a video and I was like, if we don't go here, I'm going to cry for 40 days and 40 nights.
So is this why you look like a beautiful flower today?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I have to match my surroundings. The sun is out. There's literally not a single cloud in the sky.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
There are bluebonnets like blooming right across from my, like literally when you walk out of my apartment, there's like just a bunch of bluebonnets there. Oh my God. Just bloom. I have courtyard view in my apartment. So I can see all the trees as they grow.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
And, you know, it's just like little things like that that bring like me so much joy. Sprung. Yeah. So, you know, I think nature probably, I would say, is more so my pleasure moment.
Okay. This week. Being out in nature.
Yeah. I just love Mother Nature.
Yeah. I love that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. The botanical garden is going to be a lot of fun.
I've been so many times, but like I haven't gone during spring and I haven't gone to see the butterflies. So.
Okay. And is it like an atrium where you just go and you sit and all the butterflies are like flying around? Yeah. You so, just like relax. There's not anything to do.
No, there's nothing to do there. And yeah, they have the atrium like right when you walk in, there's the butterfly house, and then you can go and walk around the rest of the garden. And they have like different parts of the garden. Like I know there's like a Japanese garden there. And then there's another, sometimes they like change it. I don't remember what the other one is, but there's a third garden in, within the garden. And, you know, there's the rose maze thing, you know. Wait, we've been
the,
there.
Yeah,
we've
is this the one in Fort Worth?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, that one is nice. Uh-huh. I don't think I've ever been to the Dallas. Have you been to the Dallas Botanical Gardens?
So I went briefly, but it had just rained the day before. So, and it was close to when they were closing, so it just wasn't really like, I didn't really get to look.
Okay.
So there's that. But I do want to go there.
Yeah. But I heard the Fort Worth one is the best one.
It's yeah. Because it's fucking huge.
Yeah, it's massive. It's huge. They have all those like structures and stuff. And
yeah.
It's just, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I hope you have fun today.
Yeah. I will do my very best. Well, you know, after our pleasure moment, I do have a fun fact today.
Oh, you have a fun fact.
Yeah, we're really throwing it back, season two. That's what it feels like.
that was when we were in our like prime of outlines.
Yeah, that was a really good outline season. But I do have a fun fact today, and it is something that just makes you think like, what is wrong with Texas?
I could give you a list.
Well, it's technically not even just Texas. I think that this is only happening to Texas, but you know, we all love Pornhub. We love us some good Pornhub, okay? But, you know, Texas has forced them to pull out. Wink, wink. So basically, Pornhub is not available if you have a Texas address or VPN. A VPN, wherever the fuck your IP, all of those numbers in your phone that tell them where you're at, it's that. So Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
Boo.
He basically enacted, there's a law that we have, the HB 1181, which is basically like any site that is has sexual or mature content is supposed to have the user verify their age. And since Pornhub isn't, like, basically he was like, oh, them niggas not doing that.
Yeah, because they're not about to collect driver's licenses of the people watching porn in the state.
Yeah, so basically it was just one of those things where they're saying, like, this is harmful to children. This is increases the demand for prostitution.
Which it does
child
not.
Child sex trafficking and, you know, all of those things, which I thought was crazy. And so Pornhub basically was like, okay, well, there's no way. Literally, the guy said there's no way for us to like implement that and then have someone else like how is the government going to be monitoring this? Right. That was their question. And they didn't really have an answer. And I forgot what his name was, but the person who went to represent Pornhub also was like, well, if nobody's going to regulate it, then and it's just not available, then that gives users more range to go and find a website that doesn't have many things in place to protect the people that are uploading videos. Like, we all know Pornhub just changed their verification process for videos. Like, they took down so many videos, millions of videos, because they couldn't verify who was in it, how old these people were, and things like that. So it's like they have things in place for that most other porn sites do not. And so now you're like, okay, well, you can't use this, but now you can go use XNXX.
Okay, rude.
Oh, I'm not pointing at it. I'm just saying that's another one. X Hamster. Yeah. I was going to name other ones.
Well, I felt like it was coming from a place of like, they're the lower end.
Oh, no. It's
which
not,
they are.
I mean, I would just say, like, it doesn't seem very updated.
Oh, no. It doesn't seem very regulated. Yeah, which I get that's what you're trying to essentially say.
Yeah.
I just be fucking with XNXX. I do.
I just, that blue, that...
it's horrible.
That blue is terrible.
Yeah, at least Pornhub has dark mode and, like...
Yo, yeah, I love Pornhub. Like, the way Pornhub mobile looks, the way it looks on a browser, like, I fucking love it.
I just have a hard time, and maybe this is just my search engine, but, like, I have a really hard time finding actual Ebony. Like, whenever I type in Ebony or, like, some, like, specific wording on Pornhub, it still gives me white people, and that really, really infuriates me. But when I type in, like, Ebony or Black on XNXX, they give me Black people having sex with other Black people, not just, like, Black men having sex with white women, which is what I tend to get on.
I think sometimes your search is also based on what you click too. So I'm not saying you're clicking them, but if you're going through and you're not clicking anything, then it's probably just going to continuously give you that. Because if I search right now, because one of my favorites is like public things, so if I put Ebony public, it's just going to be a bunch of Black women doing whatever the fuck in public.
Maybe I haven't spent enough time on there in such a long time to develop my algorithm anymore, but I gave up. But I will say, when I had my Pornhub premium, which I had for years and years and years.
Yes, I do remember the premium.
I really enjoyed their bisexual threesomes. Ooh. Pornhub had the best high quality bisexual threesome. And when I say bisexual threesome, I want all y'all niggas fucking.
Niggas is fucking. And niggas is making out.
So, I mean, not that if you live in Texas, like, I'm so sorry. But, like, I will say, Pornhub, you want to watch some bisexual threesomes?
That's the one right there.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Continue. It's okay. But this is the HB 1181 is a law that applies to the Fifth Circuit. Court of United States Fifth Circuit Court, whatever. And it's not all the states. It's just Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and the Canal Zone.
Okay. Which the Canal Zone.
I didn't even Google that far. I don't even know what the fuck that is. But that's what the Fifth Circuit is. Because I was like, well, what's the Fifth Circuit? Like, what the fuck is that? Okay. But it's just that grouping. So that's why I said I don't know if they've taken it off for everyone. But if you live in Texas, open your browser right now and go to Pornhub.com. I bet you they...
It's been down for a week, so I'm sure they already know.
You already know. And by the time you get this message, bitch, you gonna already know. But yeah, I took a screenshot of it because I was like, bro, this is fucking crazy. And they literally, Pornhub is like, this is not going to keep... This isn't what's going to keep children safe.
Yeah, and it's not... Because they're focused on the wrong thing. The government is always focused on
the wrong thing.
The wrong shit.
You're worried about kids, but what's going on in Gaza?
You over here burning books.
Come on.
They talk about trans kids.
Please, you're about to make me fight.
Please.
Okay, so today, for our pleasure principle.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Do we have something else?
No.
Okay. Today for the pleasure principle, I really like, and I didn't realize that this is something that I do a lot anyway. Like, it's something I continue to work on, but I do anyway. And it's just something that I saw and I was like, oh, this is gonna make the girlies like really kind of start twitching, because like, now you have to look inward, and you know, bitches don't look inward.
That's hard.
That's too much sometimes.
Yeah,
I get it. So today, this is a very queer podcast. We do talk about a lot of like queer femme issues. So I think even as queer people, what we all could work on is decentering men from your life.
Okay.
And the way that this point was even like brought to me, I was scrolling Twitter, TikTok. I was scrolling on one of them and they were just talking about men being the center and how like down to our religion, like, men are the center. And so then you worry, you wonder why, like, okay, well, you know, she's not a girl's girl. She's like all about men and what they, you know. Mm-hmm. And so basically it's just decentering niggas and what that looks like and what that even means and like, you know, everything like that. So I just thought it was a really interesting topic. And I was like, wow, this is, and I let Red read it before I came here. And she was like, this is a lot of good points. She's like, I didn't even think about any of this like this. So,
all right, teach us something.
Yeah. So, you know, as a patriarchy, obviously men are at the center. They are like the household breadwinners. They are the ones who have the sole responsibility to take care of things. That's the general male expectation. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that that's how I think of it. And I also want to preface by saying that this is in no way saying like I hate men, because it's not like I hate them. Y'all just irritate the fuck out of me. That's really all it is. But it's just saying, like, y'all are regular people, just how I'm a regular person, just how, like, everyone is a regular person. And so why are you at the center of the world everywhere? So
that's facts.
Yeah, bitch, let's get into it. So is, like I said, it's not really like a fuck these niggas mindset. It kind of is, but, like, in a different way. It's just a practice of continuing looking, like, making yourself the center, and, like, yourself, your family. If that so happens to extend to your husband, then cool, that's great. But I, like, your general thinking of yourself and of the world is just not thinking of, like, life without men, but just, like I said, like, they're regular people. Mm-hmm. They're just walking among us like regular people. It's not really letting men define your identity either. So, you know, you want to be this, like, tee hee 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 kawaii kind of bitch, you know, kind of weird. And you're like, you're thinking about, like, what that's going to look like. How are you going to get a boyfriend? How are you going to, like, attract, like, the kind of male gaze you're wanting? Or if not, just, like, male companionship in general. Mm. That is kind of letting them define what kind of identity you have, because you're like, okay, well, I want to attract a guy. So even though I want to wear this frilly pink thing that's, like, super girly and that men find annoying, I'm not going to wear it because men are going to find it annoying. Mm. Like, it's not even, sometimes it's even like a subconscious thought, but it's just basically that. And then not letting men dictate your path in life. Like if you want to get, if your path leads to getting married, totally fine. But it's just like, it's more so like, okay, well, like, kind of like the outfit that I was saying, like, okay, well, I want to be the head surgeon at the fucking Gray's Hospital, you know? But then you're like, wow, my husband will be a nurse. Yeah. And, like, he probably won't go for that. You know, like, that. Now you're diminishing yourself for men, again, making them the center of what you're going to do and the path that you're going
to
take.
Or even, like, if you wanted to get married, like, you yourself want to get married to a man, but you know that when you get married to a man, they're going to expect kids.
Yeah.
But you don't want kids.
Yeah.
But you make the exception and you're like, well, I guess I'll have a kid because I really want to be married.
Yeah.
What about you, bitch?
Yeah, that's that too. That's also another great example, because, like, at the end of the day, we don't have to procreate. Like, it's just, like, a societal thing.
And we're, just for the record, we're not, okay? Yeah. Like, apparently there's a hiring hold in, like, a few mm-hmm. of the districts here in the mm-hmm. city mm-hmm. because there's not enough kids to teach.
That's so funny.
And so, like, now, you know, like, 10 years ago, we kind of stopped having kids, and now we're seeing, like, the effects of not having kids.
That's so funny. And then we just stopped having kids, like, even more.
Yeah. And yeah. Oh, yeah. Because when, and, they, like, get to this generation Q.
Yeah.
They're fucked.
And I just think about, like, people who are our age or even, like, a little younger than us. And they're like, oh, like, Red will be like, oh, one of my friends just got married and now she's pregnant. And I'm like,
yikes, really?
Already? Literally. Again, I always say I started adulthood when I was, like, 16, 17. Okay. Yeah. I'm literally, like, 11 years old.
Yeah.
Why are you forcing societal pressures on an 11-year-old? Yeah. Like, it just isn't making any sense to me.
It's not.
I don't know anything.
It's not.
I'm just a person. I'm just here.
Hopefully they'll have, like, AI babies by the time we're, like, 30, AI, like, late babies. 30s, early 40s.
What kind of shit is that?
Like, it's like a potato, but then they grow it into a baby, and it's not, like, a real baby. Like, you can't kill it.
Oh, it's like a cyborg baby.
It's like a half baby, like, for, like, people like us that might, like, want the idea of a family. But
I don't
same
know
time,
if I want a smart house baby.
I don't know. I'm interested.
Does it
you
grow?
You can power
or does
it down. Yeah,
does
no, no,
it grow
no. It
or
grows.
It,
okay. But it grows at the rate you want it to grow.
Okay, so I can, like, upgrade it. I can just, like, put it in a new model.
You have to pay for the upgrades, but yeah, it's a subscription service.
This is really capitalistic of you. I don't want to do that.
I just, like, I go back and forth so much on whether I really want kids. Like, I don't want the responsibility or the pressure or the sadness. I feel like mm-hmm. the constant sadness that comes from having somebody that you care about in this world. Like, I just can't imagine. Like, sometimes I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to feel, like, so tied down to something for the rest of my life. Because, you know, it doesn't start, it doesn't, for most people, right?
Yeah.
For the best examples of parents, it won't stop when you turn 18.
Yeah.
It's just somebody you're always worried about. So I don't know if I'm ready for that. But at the same time, it's like, when I get older, I kind of want to, like, see other versions of me. Like, I want to look at my grandchild and be like, She's such a slut, just like her granny. Oh, you know, like, I want to do that. So yeah. Like, I don't want to miss my window. But like, bitch, I don't see it happening in the next 10 years. And yeah. My 10 years is like kind of a window. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry.
I don't know. Having a kid sounds fun in some aspects.
Right.
But yeah, I just can't. Where my thought goes is like, I have so many things to take care of for me.
Right.
And so now it's like, okay, now I'm responsible literally for this whole other person.
Exactly.
Like, What if we apocalypse in this shit?
Exactly. And then I have to carry a crying baby while I'm running through Deep Ellum, scaring away zombies. And
like, what, like, the fuck?
No.
It's just too much.
No, it's too much.
It's too much.
But cyborg baby, you won't have to worry about that because you can place it somewhere.
Then you can just turn it off.
You could detonate it like a bomb and like throw it at the zombies.
Oh, hell just in yeah. Case. It's sacrifice.
Like, yeah, it's like a defense thing. It's a weapon. It's okay. Like... It's a lot of things. I don't know.
It. You can put it in defense mode and it'll...
Yeah. Patent pending.
Patent pending. Okay. Because Apple could get all over that shit. You know Apple is going to get all on that shit. Another way that it looks decentering men is kind of imagining yourself happy without a man in your life, like without the end goal being a man. Because what happens if you're like 40 and you still hate these niggas? Like, you still can't find someone who treats you and makes you feel the way that you're wanting to. Now you're 40 and you don't have that. And now you feel like you've wasted your life and you have nothing because you've like made men and marriage and having this special person the center of like where your life was going to go. So I think that is a really good thing. It's not saying just imagine it altogether. It's just saying, what if? It's like, imagine this, what if? Close your eyes, imagine this, what if? What if you didn't get a man? What if you were able to explore all these things? But also, I feel like that's hard for some people because I feel like niggas is really like,
their fulfillment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where they get like their self-worth and that's where they get like their confidence. And, you know, that is how sometimes like how much men want to have sex with you is kind of what you use as your worth as a person in the world. And that is still an example of men being your center.
100%.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't realize how much it's ingrained into us to make men the center. I'm going to get some more into that, though. But in Decentering Men, you do acknowledge that structurally you can organize and destroy your own community. Organize or destroy anything with your community, the one that you build for yourself. And but you can also confront men's place in your world interpersonally. So you can have friends with, you can be friends with men. You can have relationships with men. You have uncles and cousins and dads, obviously. But it is just basically to examine any conscious or unconscious behavior or thought you have that revolves around men at the end of the day. Okay. And like how they might view it or react to it or anything like that. But this all came about because I saw a TikTok and she really was like in the kitchen cooking hot in a stove, bitch. I was like, oh, my God. And it made me start thinking. Mm. But there was a point that, and I said it at the beginning, but she made a point that you do find it easier to decenter men when you stop thinking of whatever deity you worship as only being a man. Because... you know, it is just about every mainstream religion. When you think about any religion, there at the center is some man. Yeah. It doesn't really matter what man it is. It is a man. And so it would make sense for that to kind of translate over into how you think of men in general. Because it's like, you know, if Jesus was this regular ass nigga right here and he turned water into wine and, you know, he was out here really fighting for the people, then you're going to be like, oh, wow, well, you know, since Jesus had these qualities, obviously some other men have these qualities. This other regular degular ass nigga could probably raise from the dead 3 days later. I'll try it.
Give it a shot.
So, you know, and in that, it makes me question, okay, well, if we are creators, if we birth life, if we can... lactate. We go through cycles every single month. We literally grow and birth people. How is it that men are at the center? And how is that?
It makes you think maybe that's why
they
put men at the center.
Because what are you really?
Yeah. What do you do?
The seed.
Baby, we're the soil, we're the earth.
Thank you. Exactly.
There would be no seed without the earth.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just one of those things where it's like, even if, you know, God is a man, even if women are creation, then how is that possible? Mm-hmm. Somebody gonna call me blasphemous. But hey, use it with your logical mind, not your religious mind. This is what different debates are. It's like
just literally
having a conversation.
The book that I work through from time to time when I have the chance, mm-hmm. called The Artist's Way.
Yeah.
She talks about how she, instead of saying God, or like, she tells you can use whatever language you want to use, but she uses the creative source or the source as like the universe or God, because like you said, we're creators. Mm-hmm. We are connected to the divine source. So the source is just creation in itself.
Yeah.
There's no defined gender for that bitch.
Yeah.
But in order to put it in a book and sell it to people and make them fear you.
Yeah.
You have to add all that kind of imagery.
Yeah. And it's also just like, if that isn't right, then if God isn't a man and God isn't a woman and it is just a source, wouldn't that make them non-binary?
God has no defined gender, bitch.
Exactly.
God is trans.
And you already said it, but it's like, what is also the purpose of making all these religions and selling all these religions to us with men at the center? And then we have patriarchy, and then we have most, like, it's not, we women had to fight to be able to say words and vote and, you know, work and, you know, just be human beings. But men didn't have to do that. They just automatically got that right. Why? Because of the Bible and how men have been centered in that, in religion, in that. So crazy. But, you know, as always, I'm not just going to be like doom and gloom. This is what this is. This is how you're thinking. Of course, we have ways that you can like kind of restructure your brain to, you know, and it's a work in progress. Like I say, it's something I can definitely still work on.
Same.
But like, I don't know. I don't see men as like, I in the terms of like seeing men as like what's going to fulfill me in life as a whole, that's not, I don't see that. Like,
yeah,
I don't see them.
I think a few years ago I was surrounded by a lot of men, mm-hmm. not really so much anymore. I think my dad is like, and my trans boyfriend is the closest thing I have to like a men's presence, but yeah. I did realize being out of that how much I was centering men and like not catering towards their opinions, but essentially that, like, I think I became a certain way around men and it wasn't something I did consciously. And then so being away from them, I'm like, oh, I am a different person. And now that I'm around those people, when I get around a lot of men or even a few men, it's just like, like you said, it's like instant, like, annoyance. Like,
it definitely most likely was a subconscious thing, because at the same time, no matter like who they are, they like, you still see them as men. So like, you still are like, well, don't want to shake the table too much, right? Because what are you going to do if I shake the table too much? You know, things like that. So yeah, that definitely is a subconscious thing that comes from society around you. So it's not like, it's not like you're choosing to do that, but it's like in moments like that, now that you can like recognize it, it's in moments like that being like, okay, well, am I doing that? Am I like kind of softening my words to kind of make them a little more comfortable so they don't, bitch, I'll be saying whatever to niggas. I'm saying whatever, making what you saying something weird. I'm gonna be like, wow, why would you say that? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. But different ways you can decenter men is just being realistic about them as a whole. So there are so many studies about men and like how they treat women and everything like that. So, just being realistic about them, studies do show that women's career paths do slow drastically once they get with a man or they get married or anything like that, because then you kind of start focusing on like what can you be doing to like help them mm-hmm. get to where they need to mm-hmm. be, instead of also thinking about what can you be doing to do to get yourself to where you want to be. You really kind of start focusing more so on that. And I think that that is, that can also be said with any kind of relationship though, because sometimes you do want to just help your partner get to where they want to. But I think it's about finding a balance where you still are doing what you need for you. And then also, you know, helping them. There's nothing wrong with that. But studies also show that life expectancy for women, it can be shortened for a multitude of reasons. A big one, well, not the biggest one, but one of the big ones is a amount of stress and uneven workload in a household. Mm. So men kind of just go to work, and I know they like to make it seem like it's so much stress and so much to go to work and pay for things. But meanwhile, the women are going to work, coming home, taking care of the children, birthing the children, practically raising them, being emotionally available to them, along with cooking, cleaning, and taking care of their husband. Like,
I'm not saying that like the 1920s to the 40s were like a great time for women, because we didn't have any control over the money. We didn't have any decision. Well, Black women was a little different because we were still the primary bread makers at the time. Yeah. But for most women, that's the case. They were at home, were controlled by their husbands. But at the same time, their job was to take care of the children. Yeah. But when you get into like the 60s and the 70s and now, up until now, we have to work the same amount of hours that you niggas work, if not more. And then like you come home and you call it the second shift where you take care of the kids. There's no help. Mm-hmm. There's just no help for us.
And of course, that's not every family dynamic.
For sure.
But in most most households with two parents, or especially a single parent, how many single moms are there? Like, it even boils down to that. Like, you know, it's just things like that. It is very uneven in what we expect from women versus what we expect from men. Because if all the women, if you're a nigga and you're dating somebody and she said right now, especially if y'all have kids together, she said, I'm not working another day in my life. I will stay home and take care of the kids and things like that. Now you're feeling like it's unfair. Mm-hmm. Now you're feeling like, ooh, this is unfair.
This must be 50-50.
I'm going to work every day and you just here all day with the kids.
This is a partnership.
And then in 2019, a study was done that 78.9% of people who are arrested for violent crimes are men, and 88% of those were arrested for murder and non-negligent manslaughter, and those were also men. Mm-hmm. So there's just this huge population of men who exhibit very violent, very seriously violent behaviors. So it's like, see them for that as well. Like, I'm not saying that is who they all are, but I mean, most women, we see them that way anyway. But especially like someone who is more leaning towards like making sure men are comfortable and satisfied, I say that mostly for them, because mm-hmm. you focus so much on is this man comfortable? Things like that. You always chasing after them or anything like that. You know, also think of this, like, are they seeing you as a person? Do you trust that they aren't one of these people who can get violent and be one of the 88% of men, of murderers and non-negligent manslaughter being one of them, him being 78.9 of the male population who's being arrested for violent crimes? Like, can you say that without a doubt that that is who that person is? And then I feel like that statistic is really like, think about any reason why you're afraid to go outside by yourself, to go out at night by yourself, to have both of your headphones in while you're walking around the store just browsing, when you're in the gym and you just want to have both of your headphones on, but you don't know what's going on around you. I bet you the thing that you say you're most afraid of for all four of those is men.
100%.
If you think about all the things that you want to do, any, especially like the staying out late at night, mm-hmm. going out by yourself.
Sitting at a park.
100% bet that the first thing that you thought of was, oh, well, what if some guy comes up and kidnaps me? What if some guy comes up and that's probably your first thought right there. So, you know, it's just, they are people.
Yeah.
And as an entity, as a whole, they are also violent people. So please, like, you riding or dying for somebody who's like very questionable to their core. So, you know, decenter that uncertainty. You can also, like I said earlier, imagine yourself happy now without a man if you don't have a man, or even just imagine your what kind of happy life you could have, you or you would create for yourself if it was just you. Wanting human connection is a part of the human experience, so I'm not saying don't go and find that love that you're searching. Just, it doesn't hurt to imagine what you could create for yourself without having to have that as well.
And I think, like, also a part of that can be finding women in your community that you can rely on, that you can trust, and that will be there for you. And then that need for connection or intimacy, I know I'm, you know, unless you're a queer person, maybe that doesn't include like sexual intimacy, but it definitely includes emotional intimacy and, you know, like making sure that you and your family are good.
Yeah.
I think that's a great way, like by building a strong, I don't want to say female, a
like
strong
feminine, womanly,
non-cis hetero male.
Yes. yes.
Community that you can trust and rely on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the last thing that I had was putting yourself outside the box that the patriarchy has made for us. So that comes also down to gender roles and things like that. Like, why can't you be the one to, like, I don't know, I'm not saying go build a fence, bitch, but why can't you be the one to build a fence? That also, that thinking also kind of evens the playing field and puts men more on a, like, this is just a person, rather than being this, oh, this person, oh, I can't do this if I can't find a man to do it for me. And, like, I understand wanting to be, like, someone else do it for me. But, man, get you some bitches who know how to do
That's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. Look, there's a lot of shit I don't be doing. But if Lex says she could do it, I'm gonna let her do it.
Like, what the fuck?
What? I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, but, like, I think that, like, you know, there are plenty of other, like, women and femmes who, you know, are like me, who are like, oh, bitch, I just will figure out how to get it done. Like, that's just that. There are plenty of other people like that. And I think having a person like that also, that is non-cis hetero man, can definitely help you kind of decenter them. Because it's like, what the fuck I need you for? I'm going to call Lex and Lex will take care of it. What
that's
the
fine.
Fuck?
Even I got a bitch for everything.
I'm saying, this bitch might be dressed up to go to the club and she's still gonna take care of it. Hello?
All my doctors are women. My baddest bitches are obviously women.
Yes.
Listen, I don't even see men. I see my father.
Yeah. Boom, there you go.
That's it.
So that was our pleasure principle for the day.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
I really love that. I think we can all decenter men. Yeah.
And
that's like this is the perfect episode for the last month, the last week of
Women's History Month. It is indeed.
So, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Tied up with a little bow.
Exactly. And it's hard, bitch. I'm not saying, like, again, I'm not saying to be like, fuck these niggas. I'm just saying they're not the end all be all. They're not as cool as you think they are. Basically, it's like a purchase that you're like waiting to get your whole life, and then you get one and you're like,
this
is it.
This comes with a lot of maintenance. Okay.
I have someone in my life who is like queer, and she ended up like meeting a guy that she really liked. She got married to him. They had kids.
Oh, wow.
This bitch is
in hell.
She like, what? Hello? Like, yeah. And then I just remember saying, like, you didn't even like boys, and now you're letting this boy treat you like this. And she's like, no, like, I know. And I'm like, damn. So, you know,
I'm a strong pansexual.
Yeah.
But, and I'm embracing that term.
Yeah, because I know you didn't like being labeled that.
I don't,
a little
but
while
I,
ago.
You know, I was like, no.
And you were on the TL talking about boys.
Hey, listen.
I was like, I can't wait to see this bitch and ask her about this tweet. Because what are
anyway,
you talking about?
So I'm a strong pansexual. So I still like find men attractive, and I still want to have sex with men from time to time.
Yeah.
I think the way that I want to have sex with men is very different than the way I want to have, that I would have wanted to have sex with men 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
However, I have a really hard time imagining myself dating a cis hetero man at this time. Like, I can't say it'll never happen again.
Yeah.
But, like, it is very hard for me to to imagine. I mean,
you've had the experience of doing it already, and now you have a different kind of experience with a different kind of man.
And it's also a different mindset in, like, for myself.
Exactly.
And I'm just, like, and I just have a really hard time, I think, conversating with men now. It's not the same. It's just not as easy. Yeah. So,
because it's like, is that all that's in your head?
Yeah, that's, I think that's really what
else
is
in your head.
It's like, can you give me something else?
Yeah.
Can you just like,
no, here's a plate. There's nothing on it.
Can you not be exactly what I expect you to be? I think that's what gets on my nerves about men. It's like, you will typically say exactly what I think that you're going to say.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Anyway.
Well, now that we've gotten through our meat and potatoes, it's time for dessert. And we do like to wrap up every episode with a questions for the girls.
Okay.
And I do have a few.
Oh, you do?
This was a tight little episode.
It was.
Wrapped up in a little bow.
Love it.
But do you think right now that men are a part of your center in any way?
I'm gonna say no. Mm-hmm. I think that they're around. I think it's somewhere circulating, but I really wouldn't say that they're, it's the center of my gravity.
Yeah.
Like, I would say they're maybe orbiting, if that makes sense. Like, I think naturally, like we were talking about subconsciously, I move through the world, especially safety-wise, especially now that I'm traveling.
Yeah.
I center
especially
men in the
with
sense,
all these things going on.
Going on all the
women.
Fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
Yeah.
So I think I center men in that way where it's like, what am I wearing? Where am I walking? How long is it going to take me to get there?
Yeah.
Who am I going to see when I get there? Do I want to go to this bar and like explore the city? No, but I'm nervous that somebody will be there. Like, in that way, they're influencing the choices that I make.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a situation where I'm like, well, I know if I have this podcast where we're talking about how we don't like men, then when I go out into the dating world, they're not going to be interested in me. I'm never going to find a husband because this is on YouTube and they can pull it up. Like, no, I really don't give a damn.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck some niggas in that way.
For real.
Yeah.
What about you, though?
No, absolutely not.
Clean and simple.
Clean and simple, absolutely not. I think for me, though, that definitely comes from living in a home with a single mother and also a brother. I think that those two things definitely made me decenter them, like, so much more. Because, like, while my mother does not have very many great qualities, she does, like, she was a single mother of three, and she did, like, do all the things that, like, a mother mostly should do.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came to like making sure the bills were paid and making sure we ate and things like that. And then I also, she is a woman who centers men in her life. So I've also seen what that does to someone. And I'm like, oh fuck no, you're not about to catch me caring about these niggas that much.
Yeah.
So much to the point where like your daughter walking around the house in her pajamas, you're telling her to go change in her house because you got a nigga sitting in the living room. I mean, on one hand, I get it because you never know. But on the second hand, you should know this man enough to, if you're bringing him in the house with your kids, you should be knowing him enough that he's not that kind of person.
Yeah.
So, you know, ugh. Yeah. So, no, I think for that, that makes it really easy for me to not decenter them. My dad as well makes it very easy for me not to center men. And I think that that just really is what it comes from, is like my family relationships with men. And like seeing what that has done to my, most of my family does not have husbands or anything like that. My aunt, my favorite auntie who just came to see me, the way she talks about these niggas, I'm like, and this is why I fucks with you, girl.
You might be on to something.
Yes. my next question is, how do you think that you can like work further to decenter men from your life? Or
I think,
you know, kind of push them on the outskirts.
I could develop the confidence to like move through spaces and know that I can protect myself.
You
want
me to get you a strong pepper spray to keep in your purse?
Baby, I've got a stun gun and pepper spray.
So yeah.
I'm armed, but I don't want to be put in the situation. So like that alone is just so, but like I said, I just need to work on my confidence.
Yeah.
I'm being able to be like, fuck it. And if a man was to approach me in like a platonic way, not platonic, but like, you know, in a way where he is talking to me or asking me out or asking me questions, I can firmly say like, no, I'm uninterested. I don't even want to talk to you. Cause typically what I'll do is just chat with them. And then like, I'll be like, oh, I have to go make an excuse to leave. Like, that's what I've kind of been doing, but that I don't want to leave. And like, I don't know. I'm just like, not scared of men, but like, you niggas are unpredictable.
Yeah, very
unpredictable. You niggas unpredictable.
Very unpredictable. I think if you, and God forbid, you're put in any kind of situation like that, I think that you would be able to handle yourself, which would make you feel a lot better afterwards as well. But obviously, please do not put yourself in any crazy situation. Maybe we could take a self-defense class.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Yeah, we could do that. Maybe a boxing class.
I'd love to do that.
Beat some niggas up. And my next question, why do you think it's so hard for some people to focus on more than just what men can do for them or bring to them?
Ooh, well, that's the men. I think it's men's fault because for so long they were like, you need me for everything. If you don't have a man, they were the ones telling us, if you don't have a man, you don't have anything, because that was true for so long. But now that we have our own, I think it's like, what that mindset of like, what do I need a man for? Yeah. If he can't give me this, I can already do this by myself. I can already live. I live a fruitful, happy life. I have a ton of friends. I'm doing what I want to do. The least you can do, nigga, is pay my fucking phone bill.
No, yeah. This is what you said. Like, and you know, of course, decentering men applies to men themselves also.
Seriously.
Because they put themselves at the center. And of course, women are trying to work to decenter them. Mm-hmm. Which I think because they're not working on doing that, it comes as a shell shock that now women are like, well, men are easy. They just open their legs for any which way. So I literally, if all I'm needing you for is for some dick, oh, that's easy to get.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy, baby. I could, and somebody be like, oh, you good, ma? You good?
Let me put my dick in your throat.
Yeah, literally. Simple. I got something for that.
Literally.
And then my last question is, if not men, what do you think the center should be?
Community. Yeah. I think it shouldn't just be men. I think it should be what we as people can do for the people around us, for the people within our sphere of influence. Because like, if we're all taking care of each other, then no one's left. No one's left out. No one feels like it's a like push and pull, which I feel like is just it's constant push and pull between men and women.
Yeah.
You know, I would say forever, but especially now, I just feel like what men want from us and what we want from men is not aligning.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating.
Yeah. I think I would probably say the center should be yourself. And then around yourself, you should have community. That would be my next one. But I think because at the end of the day, since it is yourself, I'm not saying do everything by yourself and only rely on yourself. It is very good to have community. It's very good to be able to ask people for help. It's just very good to have a safe space where you can go and be more than just yourself by yourself, you know, and receive and give love to other people. I think that's very important. But I definitely think that you should be giving yourself the same love. You should be focusing on what you need and what you can do to make your dream specifically come true. And then also focus on the community around you. How can you, even going back to how can I be a better person for the people around me, that has to do with community, but that still is yourself. So like, you know, being a better person for yourself and for the people around you, making you the center, I think is the answer.
You can't pour from an empty cup. You know, exactly. Fill your cup up first.
Exactly.
Spread
the got little spouts all around the bottom of my cup. So like, you know, if you need a little something, you have to come to me and be like, hey,
ask consent.
And I'm like, oh yeah.
Just take a little spigot.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes I just do it just because, too. But, you know. Wow. Well,
that was beautiful, Lex.
That's a cute little episode today, all about decentering men. And
if this is your first time listening to us, you can like and subscribe to our YouTube. Yes. See our beautiful faces on this Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at @allyourpleasures_. Don't forget to rate us and subscribe on Apple Music. Apple, I always do that. Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Rate us 5 stars. Leave a review. Whether you're listening to this on a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, bitch, we love you.
Bye.